You know, Vladimir Putin was first elected president of Russia nearly 15 years ago, in March of the year 2000. He's run Russia with an iron grip and challenged U.S. diplomats ever since. It's easy to forget he was once an unemployed KGB agent looking for a new job. Jillian Findlay chronicles Putin's rise in a new documentary airing tonight from our partners at Frontline. It's called Putin's Way.
It's fascinating because when you think of it, it was back at the collapse of the Soviet Union. He'd been in East Germany, posted as a KGB officer, and he arrived back home as everything was crumbling, and he didn't have a lot of prospects. But he had a good contact. His former law professor, Anatoly Sobchak, was about to be elected, the first democratically elected mayor in St. Petersburg, and he hired Putin to be his deputy. More importantly, he hired him to be the chair of the city's Foreign Economic Relations Committee. That was important because at that point, the economy was in such disarray, there was real concern whether Russians could be fed. A system was devised whereby the Russians would be able to barter natural resources, oil, gas, that kind of thing, for food in Europe. For the city of St. Petersburg, Putin was put in charge of that whole process. The natural resources went out. Not all the food came in. It's not clear where all the money went. And there was actually an effort to fire him and then to prosecute him, but nothing happened.
So that was one incident. Were there other kind of early kind of questionable moves as deputy mayor of St. Petersburg that may have foreshadowed what we seem to know about Putin today?
There were a number of investigations. In the documentary, we also tracked down a former federal prosecutor who had investigated another scheme that Putin was involved with. In that case, he tried to trace money and found that much of it had ended up in Spain, where holiday villas had been built for Putin and some of his cronies. He actually wanted to arrest Putin. He felt he had a case. He made the case. He had the evidence. But by that point, Putin had left St. Petersburg. He was in the Kremlin. His rise had begun, the investigation just quietly went away.
One thing about Putin is that he appears to protect those in power as they step down, like the former mayor of St. Petersburg, who was charged with corruption. He got cover from Putin. First of all, what position was Putin in that allowed him to intervene in this mayor's problems?
Well, by that point, he was in the Kremlin. He held a variety of posts there, and he had influence, but he also had connections. The story goes that he helped Sobchak, and we get this from Sobchak's widow, was that there was an investigation. Sobchak had been taken in for questioning. He had a heart attack, apparently, and had to be rushed to the hospital. And at that point, Putin took over and essentially rushed him right out of the country. And 3 weeks later, he pops up in Paris looking surprisingly healthy. But the point was made. And this was at the same time that the Yeltsin family in the Kremlin was getting very worried because Boris Yeltsin was sort of teetering towards the end of his presidential term. There was a big corruption investigation going on in the Kremlin that did involve family members and close aides. And the concern was that if the successor was sort of less than understanding, they might want to go to town with that investigation, and that could create all kinds of problems. So they needed a successor that they could count on. And they took a look at Putin. They saw what he had done for Anatoly Sobchak, and they figured he was their man. And to underscore all of this, the first thing he did once he was elected president is that he granted Yeltsin and his family immunity from prosecution.
Wow, so it's almost like compound interest. With everybody he protects, he seems to get more power.
Yeah, it's a pretty good system, huh?
What more power has Putin consolidated as president? I mean, he's now kind of at the top of the heap. Has it just grown exponentially for his own gain?
Well, in the documentary, we talked to a couple of businessmen in exile who actually did work for the Kremlin and who know how this system works from the inside, and they call it a system. And they say, absolutely. I mean, it is a system that he sits at the top of, but there are cronies around him. We interview an analyst who a couple of years ago actually sat down and tried to figure out exactly what Putin's personal wealth would be. He came up with a figure of $40 billion. That was a figure that was later reportedly confirmed by the CIA. Now, this is back in 2007. So even then, that would have made him one of the richest men in the world.
Break this down quickly, Jillian. I mean, Russia, the country, and Putin, the person, they're complex. But is this simply the story of the Soviet Union collapsing? Money and opportunities abound. A lot of people with power who felt that the Soviet years were years of deprivation. And Putin was just the best of the embezzlers.
There's definitely that argument that is made. I think clearly he was the best of something. I mean, he sits at the top of the heap, so you don't get there, especially in that kind of a climate and that kind of an atmosphere. You don't get there without sort of being the best, whatever you want to call it, embezzler, businessman, politician, whatever.
The CBC's Gillian Findlay is the correspondent on tonight's episode of Frontline titled Putin's Way. Thank you very much for speaking with us, Gillian.
My pleasure. Thanks, Marco.
This is The World.